podcast and hate it here. This place f***ing sucks. F*** my life.
I think I'll get a latte today. Caucasian means two different people, either a white person in America or a dude from the Caucasus. There's a very big difference between the two if you didn't notice. One is a pretty privileged way of living, and the other is the worst place on earth, possibly in the universe. I am from one of these countries forgotten by God. Corruption is the Caucasus' specialty. We invented and perfected it. People think America is corrupt now. Oh, Donald Trump is playing with markets. Oh, that's illegal. Here, oligarchs are the markets, and the only thing they're playing with is you. Georgia is ruled by a billionaire who made his money in Russia. Armenia's government has coup attempts every 2 weeks. They got the Secret Service motherfuckers working overtime, day and night, catching priests with grenades, planning a terrorist attack orchestrated by Russia, and Azerbaijan exists. Let me give you a simple chart. Donald Trump's approval rating is 39%. He holds the lowest average and final approval rating of any US president since World War II ended. In other news, Pashinyan remains the most trusted politician in Armenia at 13% approval. For the other two, it doesn't even matter for us. It's not like we have reasonable elections. Oh yeah, I'm circumcised? I'll show you my dude. But if Georgia's government is so corrupt and bad, why do they keep winning elections? Well, you might not be a good fighter, but you would win a fight against a baby with lung problems. But let's take a look at the opposition. Billionaire robbing old people with his bank and giving them reasonable loan rates with about 20% interest. The libertarian guy that said child isn't even that bad and uses fake AI street interviews to say his party is good. And the most popular one, the same exact party as GD, but Western oriented. Arguably a bit worse, because they want to privatize Georgia even more. What else is there to privatize, bro? The fucking air? And nobody in this country is in their right fucking mind. In my political party, we will be offering the people free healthcare, and we will work very hard on improving the existing rail infrastructure and adding new ones. Just one more thing. I just love Adolf Hitler. Oh, he is my idol, and I'm going to follow his every single policy. Also, there is this whole thing called drip, and Caucasian drip basically comes down to either Balenciaga or this. And U2's today's sponsor was nice enough to make a whole plushie of me in this outfit. It is absolutely adorable. I got one too, and it is so high quality, and it's pretty big. It's 9 inches. Nobody can complain about this size. And I am very proud that I am the first person from my region to get a plushie like this. It has the papaja for the hair, just like your favorite UFC champions, Chocha, the absolute drip clothing, and you can buy it now from the link in the description. I am very happy with the way it came out, so if you want to support me and have this cute, high-quality plushie, please go to the link in the description to grab one for yourself or your friends. Thank you so much to U2s for this, and I'm looking forward to seeing your pictures with the plushie. On the other hand, I don't think either of our countries have been involved in a big evil kid violent. So yes, the Caucasus is very corrupt, but there are levels to this. There is stealing money from people, which is evil, and then there is stealing money from people and covering up a big evil kid violent. Also, I don't think Putin has a picture of our president sucking Bubba. Now, Bubba is either Bill Clinton or a horse. Either way, that's fucking crazy. If Hillary Clinton can satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America?
Hold on. No, don't say that.
Everybody, cheers to Donald Trump for making America win yet again, this time in the corruption category. If you taught a monkey to understand Caucasian politics, the monkey would become depressed and kill himself. This is the most bullshit, most insane, most fictional shit you will ever hear in your life. It is a mix of every different type of spy agency, stupidity, and extreme crazy ideologies. You can accuse a Caucasian politician for being a Russian agent and say he's working for the CIA as well, and you would only be half correct. Half correct because he's also a Turkish agent. There There are disputed territories that are all caused by Russia. The ethnic map is a mess with so many different nationalities and language groups. Basically, I understand why politicians here steal money, because I would want to get paid a lot more to deal with this bullshit too. But the way Western Caucasians do it is a lot more interesting, since they are centrists and sometimes they even pretend to be nice. Until their horrible austerity policies and cutting public services inevitably leads their country to become poorer, and then they turn into an ideology called Hitler. Not even fascist, just Hitler. That's the ideology's name. However, looking at Georgian politics just makes me want to kill myself. Everyone is a different ideology and none of them are normal. On God, Caucasian food is incomparable to what Americans eat. When I was in America, I ate some shit my stomach couldn't even fathom. I was in the bathroom
freaking out
for hours. This mutated, CIA-injected spyware food did not do me good. You know what? You can call Khachapuri cheese ball, man. I don't care. As long as you get to enjoy some good food instead of crumble cookies and Popeyes. There are so many weird chemicals used in daily food, such as bread, cake, meat in America, that are just banned in other countries. Here, man, we have khachapuri, khinkali, tolma, tswadi. Europeans have some good food too, like schnitzel is amazing. All Italian foods are goated, Greek food is goated, but Italians were not counted as Caucasians when they first moved to America. So this does not count. So this point goes to the mountains. People in the Caucasus drive like fucking maniacs.
He's an emeritus professor at Tbilisi University, studies Latin and ancient Greek.
Oh, James, there's another one.
Oh, this one's even better.
A lot of this is because when the Soviet Union collapsed, everything was extremely corrupt and people just used to buy their driving licenses for $100. I've only been to Georgia and Armenia, and I can't lie, man, these two places in particular have the worst driving I've ever seen in my fucking life. In Armenia, the road quality itself is nice, it's just that they are extremely narrow, and when you couple that with the fact that rules on Armenian roads are only used as visual decorations for tourists and turn signals, might as well just be another bonus car light, it ends up in some fucked up shit. For example, if you take the Tbilisi-Yerevan minibus, you will be shitting your pants in the seat. The two worst possible combinations of roads to drive on. And I cannot believe the speeds these drivers reached. I've never seen a car going 130 before. And this is happening on these curvy, narrow roads near Dilijan. Akhber, look in, man. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, seriously, is this safe? Driving to Baghdad?
Yes, let me see. 50-50.
50 what, like 50% we live, 50% we die?
Yes.
Oh, what the?
Also, as an example for the roads, they are actually high quality roads, but Armenia borders a very big country called Iran. And anything Iran wants to ship to Georgia, Armenia, or the EU goes through South Armenia. So you can see these big ass fucking trailer trucks having to make 90 degree curves on a one lane road. Comparing Georgian and Armenian driving is weird to me. Let's not act like two goats cannot coexist. Then there is this road in Tusheti, the evil road. And this is a very beautiful place and also a whole region that you can only access by the craziest two-way road you have ever seen in your life, where you are a couple kilometers up in the mountains and are rethinking your life decisions on whether or not tourism is worth it. And in America, the driving is just driving. The entire country is built for driving, actually. I have a theory after visiting New York that Americans like to drive so much not only because it is necessary for them to get anywhere, but also being inside the car gives you the peace of not being outside in America, where you might get shot. Granted, you can still get shot at a red light, but at least you can drive off and not lay there like Walter White. So when you build an entire country around driving, obviously the roads and everything and drivers are going to be so much better, not even counting the fact that America is rich. When you live in the suburbs and it's either a 5-minute drive to the grocery store or a 50-minute walk, the roads are gonna be good and the drivers will be a lot more experienced because they've been driving since they were 16. So this point goes to Western Caucasians, or any country probably except the Caucasus. Maybe like Egypt and India have worse driving, but that's it. Despite the Caucasus making up a very small portion of the world, they make up most of the UFC champions. And anytime a person's favorite fighter has to face a dude from this region, I see people on Twitter crying for it before the match. Or for example, when Charles Oliveira's wife was crying before the fight when Topuria was walking out.
I'm gonna knock him out round one, bitch. Wait, what did he say again?
When you eat your plastic tube, when you are paralyzed from neck down, then your family will gather around your hospital bed to see the new day.
So, Caucasians definitely have hands, no doubt about it, but we don't have a lot of weapons. In this category, the Western Caucasians win, because while they might fight like nerds, doesn't really matter how good you are at hand-to-hand combat when you get faced with hand-to-gun combat. But the main problem is we have never seen Western weapons face off with an actual good military, since they mostly use their insane, crazy tech weapons to kill either kids or hungry Afghans with AKs and lose in Vietnam too. When we go to war, we usually have to fight an empire, because you either fight Russia or Turkey here, or if you're lucky enough, both. The biggest showdown we got off between the two Caucasians was World War II. That's right, it was a Caucasian civil war. Bet you didn't know this. It was an actual Caucasian from Georgia and a fake Caucasian, Hitler. So I don't know who to give this point. Like, yeah, the current Western Caucasian technology is good, but a Georgian dude did beat Hitler though. You know what I mean? And also, the Western Caucasian technology is only used against kids, you know? I will give them more credit when they use it against an actual military instead of hungry Arabs with jammed AKs. After, you know, the whole World War II thing, we kind of fell off with technological advancements. Mostly it's just been shit like Balenciaga, corruption, Kim Kardashian, innovative ways to steal cars in Europe, revolutionary inventions in insurance fraud, and Grindr. Since we only go to wars with superpowers and lose instead of going to war with hungry farmers in the third world and lose, this point goes to us. Having money isn't everything, not having it is. This was said by Kanye West in 2007. 9 years later, he got exposed for liking his booty getting fingered. And another 9 years later, he was wearing a swastika chain. This goes to show, when you have money, you can do whatever you want. Get your booty fingered, spin a swastika chain, and still tour with Travis Scott. Western Caucasian countries are very rich. This mostly comes from pillaging, looting, and colonizing other countries, whether literally or through financial means, through the modern order of overthrowing the good governments that want good for their own people, and then putting a fucking idiot in charge who will sell all of that country's resources to Caucasian countries for cheap. So the wealth goes to America or France or some shit instead of that country itself. Keeping the poor poor, and when these poor people want to actually immigrate to the empire that made them broke and made them want to immigrate outside in the first place, then they go Nazi, not understanding that simply not colonizing a country will simply not get you immigrants from that country. Like French people complaining about Africans when they literally control their currency to this day, bro. So we all know these other Caucasian countries are very rich. They have the highest standard of living in the world by far. They got some shit that most people haven't even heard of, like maternal leave, where the dad can take time off work just for having a baby and get paid for it. In Nigeria, there's probably a dude right now with 17 kids, and the only maternal leave he gets is maybe sleep at night sometimes. The Caucasus is broke as fuck, but mostly because of bad leadership, such as the insane amounts of corruption and monopolies everywhere. Like when Russian companies enter the Caucasus, such as Yandex, and just take up the entire delivery and taxi market immediately. And then all that money goes back to Russia, and they're still broke. Look at my fucking ops, bro. How can you be an imperialist colonizer, biggest country in the world with the most resources, and still be broke? I have no idea how this is even possible. Thank God this video is about Caucasians versus Caucasians, because if we involved Slavic countries in this equation, they would win every point just off the corruption alone. For example, in the Caucasus, when people get money, it is usually concentrated in this one thing called the Mercedes-Benz G-Class. Just yesterday in Armenia, I saw a Mercedes Maybach drive by, followed by a Rolls-Royce SUV. These cars are half a million each. These two were $1 million worth of cars just driving around like nothing. Bro, I was in Manhattan, Wall Street, everything. Nobody there was driving this shit, bro. Best one I saw was like a Mercedes Maybach. No Rolls-Royces, nothing. So judging by this, the Caucasus is richer than America. Because clearly, here, people can afford two cars worth $1 million in total. And in America, even the richest ones on Wall Street can only drive one measly Maybach. We have so much more money, in fact, that we don't know where to spend it. That's why so many Caucasians gamble like it's a full-time job. Every Caucasian family has a story of that one fucking idiot who lost everything gambling. I know people who have lost four properties with gambling. Bro, if I lose $10, I'm fucking tweaking. What do you mean you lost four properties? Real estate. Oh my god, bruh. The only good thing Georgian politicians have ever done was limiting online gambling to people over 25. But yeah, I fucking hate this shit. I would rather be a meth addict than a gambling addict. Also, casinos here aren't even like legit. There have been situations where if you won a lot of money, they just wouldn't give you the money. What are you gonna do? Fight them? No. You can only lose money, but not win any. Come on, let's be real here, man. What do you think? I'm running a fucking charity here? The richest country in the Caucasus is Azerbaijan, but they have oil, so it doesn't count. See, because oil is cheating. Like, I worked for my money, and you think you can just sell oil and have more? That's not fair, man. I do think selling all our resources and gold mines to America and Russia and privatizing everything was a very good idea, though, since it made my country so broke, it forced me to start this YouTube channel to make money. So thank you, Saakashvili. Thank you, Ivanishvili. This point goes to the American Caucasians, man. They got the whole lock-in thing handled. They have money. Like and subscribe and goodbye.